But first, into outer space. One of the big mysteries that scientists are grappling with concerns dark matter, which accounts for 20% of the mass of the universe. But we have no idea what it actually is. We know it's there because we can see the effects that it has on other things that we can see, like stars. But to study it, we first need to plot where it is. One way to do this is with the Hubble Space Telescope, but the queue is pretty long. So Richard Massey from Durham University has developed his own approach. He's made a helium balloon that carries a telescope to the borders of space. Sam Mahaffey caught up with him in Canada, where he's busy preparing to launch.
Dark matter is this weird stuff that's out there in the universe. In fact, it's the most common stuff in the universe, and it's the heaviest stuff there is. We know it's there because all of that mass and all of that gravity pulls around things that we can see. And so all the stars in the Milky Way are spinning round and round and round because of dark matter. But unfortunately, the dark matter itself is invisible. So we can't see it directly. We have to infer it's there because of the way it moves things we can see. And to be honest, it's become a bit of a mystery, almost the biggest mystery. We just don't know what this stuff is. And, well, we're trying to find out.
If it's so hard for you to observe, how do you study it?
The best way that we've found to look at dark matter is through a technique called gravitational lensing. The idea of this is that you don't look at the dark matter itself, you can't because it's invisible, but you look at something behind it. And the effect of this is like looking through a sort of a funhouse mirror or looking through a bathroom window pane. When light doesn't travel in straight lines, then the object behind it appears a bit distorted. So when you look out of a bathroom window, the streetlights on the other side of the road look all wobbly and they don't look light-shaped. Well, when we look past some dark matter, the galaxies behind it don't look galaxy-shaped. They look all distorted and stretched. We can infer from that that there must be something very heavy in front of them. And if we can't see anything, it must be this dark matter that's invisible. If we have a telescope in space, like the Hubble Space Telescope, then we get a perfect view of them and we can measure their shapes and look how distorted the light is.
But you're going to some really quite extreme lengths to observe dark matter when you could just use the Hubble Space Telescope.
Well, we've used the Hubble Space Telescope for this kind of stuff before, and it's a fantastic instrument. Unfortunately, there's a long waiting list to use the Hubble Space Telescope. Everybody wants a go. And we basically got sort of bored waiting and said, oh, wouldn't it be nice to have our own satellite, our own telescope in space? Unfortunately, in these times of austerity, we can't afford a whole satellite in space. But we got inventive and thought, well, we can get 99% of the way into space with a big helium-filled balloon. If we sling a telescope underneath that, well, we're above basically all of the Earth's atmosphere, but it's a lot cheaper, a lot easier. And so that's what we've done. It's going up to about 100,000 feet. That's about three times higher than a plane. And it goes straight up and it can lift a lot of weight, including our telescope. Now, the big problem about putting a telescope underneath a balloon is that you've got a great big balloon, then a sort of 100-meter long rope, and then a telescope swinging around underneath it. And as this telescope swings backwards and forwards, of course, it's moving around. It's pointing at different places. So the clever thing that we've had to do is to develop a way to keep the telescope pointing in the same direction. So we've got this whole sort of series of gimbals that sort of rotate so that the telescope itself is held within several concentric cages. As the sort of gondola that it's in swings around, the telescope itself uses some gyroscopes to stay pointing in exactly the right direction.
But what happens to the balloon and what happens to the telescope when you've finished? Could it just come crashing down to Earth and land on somebody's head?
Well, that's sort of part of the problem with this is the balloon that we're about to launch is going to go up just for 24 hours. It's then going to come down on a parachute and hopefully survive. Now, not all of them do survive. There's sort of a half of the time you need to do some repairs and sort of one in five times enough of it comes down that you have to basically rebuild it.
And now you've got NASA's approval. Might we detect some dark matter very soon?
We've got the flight now to test that everything works. And we're booked in for a long duration balloon flight to do lots and lots of science and look for lots of dark matter and other things. That's going to happen in 2017. So we've got a few months to do some repairs and maybe upgrade the odd camera here and there and then get ready to send it up and start looking for dark matter.
We wish you well. That's Richard Massey from Durham University, ending that report there from Sam Mahaffey.